Amen, brother. Good word. Amen. Praise God. Somebody else want to exhort us? That's good, Brother Billy. Somebody else want to praise the Lord? Well, that was good, brother. Fixing to read the verse of Scripture that's right on the line, Brother Billy. You're right on the line. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. Talking about having courage and be strong. I read some of this yesterday. We had a little get together and I'm still going to go back to it and go on in it. Lord willing. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. I like being reading verse number 1. You know, God's got an army too. Amen. He got soldiers too. Did you know Jesus a soldier? He got an army. Begin reading the verse number 1 of 2 Timothy chapter 2. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who should be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangled himself with affairs of this life, that it may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. And if any man also strive for a magistracy, let him not be crowned except to be, yet he is not crowned except to be lawfully. The husband that laboreth must be first partakers of the fruits. Consider what I say, the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that the Jesus Christ, the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Thank God for that. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain this salvation, which is in Christ Jesus, with eternal glory. It's a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. We deny him, he also deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Hallelujah. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, we're grateful. Now the opportunity you've given us just to meet together again here with your people. We ask you blessing now upon this service, rest of it. Thank you for the songs that were sung. We thank you for the word just been shared with us. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing in this hour. And we pray that you'd begin to move in a special and a marvelous and mighty way. God, send revival. And God, we do thank you for our country. We thank you for our nation. But God, we need a revival and a turning back to thee. Oh God, we pray. Let it be so, Father. Our Father, we ask it for Jesus' sake and for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So they told him to be strong. A soldier's one that has to be strong. He has to be one that's ready to go. Hallelujah. So like I think about these firemen and rescuing. I see them sleeping where their vehicles are, Brother Larry, and they got to get up and go. Always ready, on the go. Always on call. You know what? God's got a special calling in a special place, I believe, for each one. And he's talking here in this passage of Scripture. He said something. He said, let us endure hardness as a good soldier. A soldier is one that has to get in shape and get trained. I mean, you're not going to pull somebody and just send them off to war. You got to have strength. They got to know what to do. They got to know how to follow orders. You got to know on and on and on I could go. But I want to thank God. Not only we got an army, and there's an army, listen, that what protects a nation in a sense. But I want to try to share a little about another army that we need desperate in this hour in America this morning. And it's the army of God to stand up and fight and be strong. You know one thing that our president's doing now? He's standing up and being strong. And it takes strength in the military and strength in a nation. It takes that strength that a lot of times the people say, we're going to have a big war. Well, you can't just sit back and let somebody run over you as a nation. And so in the Christian life, there's a fight to be fought. There's a race to be run. There's a crown to be, listen, it's going to happen one day. But thank God there's something that you and I, as a grace of God, it's a faithful thing that God would call. Did you know God called? He said, I've chosen you to be a soldier. You know, a lot of times we as Christians, we live in beneath the privileges that God has made ways for us in this Christian life. I was thinking about some other verses of scripture through the Bible. You'll find in the 15th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, you'll find where he gives the parable. Listen, the parable of the prodigal son. You know what? Most time when we read that scripture, I've preached on it before and many others have. You've heard it many times probably, but we mostly emphasize and have upon the prodigal son. And you know how God, in his sovereign grace and mercy, he accepts those that come to, he said he came to himself. And when he came back, when he came to himself, he said, I will return back to my father's house. There's two in that scripture. There's two sons in there though. And one of them went off and wasted all of his living with a riotous living. But listen, there was another son and he stayed at home. But you know what? He stayed at home. You know what he's got mad about? When he got puffed up, when his son, when his brother came back and God, listen, kissed him and ran to him and beat him, put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet and glory to God and accepted him and forgive him. And his other son got mad about it. You know, I want you to notice something in a verse of scripture where it says, you know what his father said to him? He said, all that I have has always been yours. He had everything in his tips right there. He said, all that I have is yours. I was reading that this week and God spoke to my heart. He said, listen, God has provided so much for us as Christians and soldiers of the cross. And we're not just appropriating it. We're not receiving it. We're not putting it into practice. Why? We live in beneath the privileges and the promises that God has given us. I'm telling you, we are. Why? We won't believe and receive. He had them at his fingertips. Listen, the elder son did. And he would not, but listen, receive it. He didn't use them. Didn't take advantage of them. God has many blessings, many promises, many gifts, many things that he has there for us. Amen. Listen, he's equipped us. He equipped the soldiers for it. Listen, you equip them soldiers for to go out to battle. And God has everything to equip us in the battle that we are facing. I was reading in the book of James. You know what he said over in the book of James? He said, we wrestle not. You know what we're not wrestling against? We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in different diverse places. But also in the book of James, it talks about something. He said about the devil. He's on the rampage, somebody told me. Listen, just every day almost, the devil just trying his best, listen, to work at me and try to hurt me, all kind of things. I hear all kind of things. But I want to tell you something. He is at work. But I want to tell you something. The Bible said, you know what he said about that? Resist the devil in the book of James. Resist him. Listen, humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Resist the devil. And he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God. And he'll draw nigh to you. You can't take up and run. You gotta fight the enemy and fight the wickedness and darkness in this hour. Why? Because it's here. I'm telling you bad. But I wanna thank God. He hadn't left us alone. He hadn't left us without help. He ain't left us without somebody, something to help us in this hour. He said, if we'd humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, he said if we resist the devil, he said he'd flee from us. You know the secret to it too? Draw nigh to God. And guess what? He'll draw nigh unto you. Amen. That's it. How often do we want to just say, Lord, I want to see how close I can get to you. I want to get close to you. Remind me of getting that close to, reminded me, Brother Billy, old Brother Ed Blue's daughter. They said when the storm come up, I was thinking about we got a storm head this way. Said when the storm had come up, they was in school. The teachers all tell them to get down. And you know what they all wanted to get? Wanted to get close to Granny Blue, they called her. They knew she was close to God. That's where they wanted to hide. That's where they wanted to get close to her. Wanted to get right up to her. You know what? God said if we draw nigh to him, he'd draw nigh to us. And oh, thank God. We have that promise. We have that hope. And we have it. Oh, yes, we can. But we can endure hardness. We can endure a lot of things. You know why? Because he said, do it as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank God. Thank God for that we can by the grace of God. That's what the Apostle Paul said. He said, I am what I am by the grace of God. He said in that verse, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace. How are we going to be strong in God? It's all going to be in the grace of God. We saved by grace through faith. It's the grace of God that it give us strength. That's why he said where sin abound, grace does much more abound. I'm telling you, we can be strong in the grace of God. That's where we get our strength from. That's where we get our strength to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. It sure is everything. We can do it. Be one. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. He said, henceforth that laid at me a crown of righteousness, not for me only, but all those that love his appearing. That's what he said. He said, I fought that good fight. The Bible said in Jude chapter number 1, let us earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints of God. Hey, it's Christian life. Just walk in a Christian life. Some people think it's not just a bed of roses. Thank God you can have joy and peace and you can have all the grace of God and the strength of God to help you through it. But I'm going to tell you something. We're living in a dark world. But thank God, we can endure hardness. We can endure whatever we may come against by the grace of God. Therefore, my son, we can be strong. Now, without the grace of God, I'm going to tell you something. Without God's grace, we'll be weak. Right? But by the grace of God, in the grace of God, we can be strong. In that grace. And that's in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That goes back to the verses of Scripture, Brother Billy. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. That's that grace. That's that strength. That's why the Apostle Paul even said, I am what I am by the grace of God. It's God's grace all the way. It's God's grace that gives us endurance. It's God's grace that gives us, listen, that grace to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. See, God he says he's chosen us. That's what he said, didn't he? He said in verse number 4, he'd chosen him to be a soldier. Hey, you didn't know God had a draft system, did you? You said, I just decided I'd be one. I don't think so. No, he called us. He chose us to be a good soldier. Now, he had chose us to be one. Hallelujah. He told us not to get entangled with the affairs of this life. You know why? Because we've got to be where we can please Him who has chosen us. God's got a call and God's chosen you to be a good soldier. Not a bad one. Not just an ordinary one. But He wants you to be a good one. Us to be one. A good soldier. I tell you what. I wasn't in the military, but I imagine some of you military could say this is probably right. If you have, you're out on a battlefield, well, did you want a good soldier to be your side? Or did you want one that's going to tuck tail and run? Huh? Which one? A good one. What does God want? Good ones. Faithful ones. Wanted to stand and fight for Him. Don't give up the race. Don't give up. Press on. Let's be a good soldier. As Brother Billy was saying, so good. Thank God for those men. Got on that boat and came over here. Didn't that take courage? Didn't it though? You know, they taught a long time and went out so far. It don't drop off, didn't it? That's a long time. He didn't know the world was round. I tell you, but some of them got looking in that book. The Word of God. But they didn't know what they were going to face. Didn't know where they were going to run into. But you know what? A lot of times we might not know what we're going to face, but I want to tell you something. God is faithful. And His grace is abundantly. And He has got the grace and power to help us. So where are we living today? We living to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ? Are we just going to let somebody else carry the load? Let someone else bear the burden? Are we going to let someone else? He said, but Jesus said, let's all be one in Christ, a good one. Good one to stand. Stand the test, stand the trials. Get up and go. For the glory of God. Good soldier. In Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, it goes on down in this verse of the scripture. Talks about it. If you're going to, just talking about natural things, if you're going to run race, you're going to do anything in the natural for a crown, it's got to be done lawfully. So I'm telling you, in this work of God, it's got to be done according to God's laws and His word and according to His book and according to His written word. We must stay with it. Hallelujah. Sure must. Well, are we enlisting? You say, well, God ain't chosen me. Yeah, God's chosen you to do something. Amen. Amen. He's chosen us. And I'm telling you, don't let the opportunity slip. God's grace is all sufficient for every need for every one of us. Hallelujah. Can we say with the Apostle Paul, fought a good fight, I kept the faith, I finished my course, and is a crown of righteousness laid up for me. Not for me only, but all those that love His appearing. Did you know one day He's going to appear? One day He's coming. And you know what? We're not going to the great white throne judgment, but I'm telling you one we are going to. The judgment seat of Christ. And God's going to judge us according to what we've done for Him. Not whether we lost or saved. But that'll be where the rewards and the crowns will come in. Don't you want some crowns to throw down? Cast it down our Lord's feet. Hey, not for us, but for Him. He done so much for us. When He went to Calvary, paid that supreme sacrifice. What a wonderful Lord. What a wonderful Savior we got in Christ Jesus. Do you know Him? Have you ever accepted him? Have you ever asked him into your heart? You know what? Hebrews 2:3 says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? There's no escape. Salvation is the only way out from under the judgment and condemnation that you're under. There's no way out. How are you going to escape? Can't. How shall we escape if we neglect? You know, I used to look at that, I looked at it many times. I said, what does that really mean? How shall we? You know, you can neglect salvation, but you, people hears it and they say, I'm not really rejecting it. I'm not saying I don't believe it, but they don't do anything about it. They don't yield to the Lord. Even when God's speaking, neglecting it. And you know another thing you can do, even when later God saves us, we can neglect it. We can neglect that salvation, not going on with God. I'm serious. I'm telling you this morning, we folks, let's don't neglect it. Let's don't live beneath the promises and privileges that God has got for us. Don't be like the elder prodigal son. Please. We don't need to be that way. He had everything there the father had. But yet, he said, it's yours. You could have had it all his time. Fatted calf, anything else that your brother got when he come back. But you didn't take it. You know what? I can see why he was upset. You know, some people are not all that happy now when people get born again. That's sad, isn't it? Here's a prodigal son, came back, got right with the father. But yet it's got those that not even excited about it. But I'm telling you, God's grace and mercy is still with us. Grace. Would you stand with me?